Welcome to C3 San Diego. Need something fresh, real, and powerful in your life? Connect with us on social media, get live stream service notifications, podcasts, and up-to-date information on upcoming events. We are so glad you're joining us for a powerful, life-transforming message from one of our C3 San Diego pastors. We would love to hear about how God is impacting your life through this ministry. Please share your experience with us at info@c3sandiego.com. If you'd like to be a part of what C3 Church is doing in the city of San Diego and beyond, you can contribute financially by going to c3give.com and choosing the giving option that works best for you. We hope you enjoy this message.
It's Resurrection Sunday, friends. Come on, give God a big, big shout and thank Him for everything He's done. Come on, San Diego, you can do a little bit better than that. God, we honor you. We give you all the praise and all the glory. In Jesus' name, He is risen! Come on! Come on, why don't we lift our hands and pray? I don't know if you need a miracle today. Psalm 121, verse 1 says, I lift up my eyes to the Lord, to the mountains, because this is where my help comes from. It comes from the maker of heaven and earth. And I don't know if you need a miracle today. I don't know where your help's been coming from. But Jesus did it all. He died on that cross, paid the price for our healing, for our salvation, for our miracles. And so we lift, come on. Lord, I pray, Father God, perhaps for those who do need a financial miracle like John, maybe to sell a house or buy land, a new job, a student debt paid off, a miracle to do with finances. God, your hand is not too short to do the thing that is required in our life. Or maybe even we've got a broken heart perhaps, or there's been disappointment, anxiety, fear around your life. The Bible says, who the Son sets free, he's free indeed. That we can step into that today. Or maybe we've had a bad report. Maybe the doctors have said cancer, or you're going to live with this forever now. It's not true. By His stripes we are healed. And so we lift our arms to you, our eyes to you, acknowledging that this is where our help's coming from today. Thanking you for Resurrection Sunday. Thanking you, honoring you for this moment. Everything's turning for us, Lord. Everything's changing. This is the day that the Lord has made. And we're going to rejoice and be glad in it in Jesus' name. Come on, give God another big clap and thank Him. Oh, He's good. Hey, come on, have a seat. Turn to somebody and say, I like Pastor Andrew already. Just prophesy that and you'll be well and good. Well, it's great to be here in C3 San Diego, one of the greatest churches in the world. And you made it to one of the greatest days in the world of Resurrection Sunday. And I want to tell you, you've got the best pastors that I know. Pastor Jurgen and Leanne are incredible. Their leadership, their belief in you, their stretch, and commitment to you that they would have that you would have your best life now. You know what I love about Jurgen and Leanne is they are always bragging on their team, always bragging on their people, praying for you, getting up early, reading their Bible, devoted. These people are the real thing. And I am grateful, honestly, I am grateful to God that not only am I related to them, but more than that, that I'm their friends. And many, many times when I'm going through a dark moment, and by the way, we all have little dark moments, but to be able to ring up Jurgen and Leanne and to feel that boost behind you and say, everything's going to be okay, Andrew. Everything's going to be great. And just even recently, I had a little health scare and I rang up Pastor Jurgen, one of the only two people in my whole world that I rang. And to feel Jurgen praying for me over that telephone was good for my soul. Saying everything's going to be okay, everything's going to be just fine, and it was. And so could you help me honor your pastors and thank them for their belief in what they do and thank them for their stretch, thank them for their pastoral care over their life, thank them for their friendship. Thanks, Leanne, I love you. You're the best, the best. And, you know, Jurgen introduced me to my wife, Janine, and I am the luckiest boy in the whole world. I thank Jurgen every day. I thank Jesus, then I thank Jurgen. And because Jurgen introduced me to Leanne's sister, And so I was like, shut the gate, I'm going to marry her straight away. As soon as I saw her, I liked her, and I married her. And so all you guys, well, I don't know, what can I say? But I'm blessed. I've got two beautiful boys, Samuel and Jonathan. Samuel's 14, and Jonathan's 11. They love God, and I love them. And I went Easter shopping for them because Janine's hopeless. For shopping for Easter eggs. Boys want big. That's what I always think. So I just got the biggest Easter egg you possibly could get, 1 kilo of Easter egg. And like Janine would never, ever buy that, ever. And so they were like pretty excited when Easter Bunny came out. They have to go find them. Anyway, you know, our church is a great church in Sydney, and you know, part of our Easter celebrations is from time to time we've hired out picture theatres, and we've watched that Mel Gibson movie called The Passion of Christ, which is a phenomenal movie. And as pastors and leaders, we're encouraged to invite people who don't know the story that well, or friends or neighbours. And me and Janine reached out to our neighbours who aren't church people at all to come to the movies. And I like the movies, actually. I'm a big fan, movie fan. And I've got a little ritual, like I like the, you know, to get a popcorn, you know, and I get the biggest I can. But like not an American popcorn, like that's offensive. That's like, who can ever eat an American super large popcorn? Anybody can eat one? Like, oh man, you are committed. You are serious. And then you put butter on it. Shut up. Like, that is outrageous. We don't have any of those good things. But our popcorn's like a cup compared to yours. But I get a double dip chocolate ice cream. Come on. I get a Coke, but diet, because I've got to look after myself. But you know what I'm trying to say is I'm going to the movies. You know what I mean? Like, so we've got our friends, we're going to the movies. It's just like, I know it's about Jesus dying on the cross and rising again, but I didn't know how, you know, like graphic it was going to be, you know, so it's kind of getting pretty serious. And, you know, like, you know, first 5 minutes, the devil turns up in the movie. I don't know if you remember that movie, but, you know, the devil always ruins a good movie, you know, like, so it's like from then on, it's downhill. And like people in front of us were crying, like not just like, you know, very emotional, you know, like noises, you know, like noise crying. Have you ever, you know, noise crying. And so our neighbors who aren't church people are turning to me saying, hey, are these people okay? And I'm going, I don't know who they are. They're our associate pastors. I was like, I'm disowning them. I'm like, yeah. But it's intense, you know. You see the nails and I'm just like, oh, my gosh. But, you know, it's one thing to, like, you know, see it and then, you know, another thing to read it. I mean, I've read this passage, I don't know how many times. Like over and over and over again, read it, but then to see it, like somebody else sees it and how it was probably going to be. Let me read it to you. It says in Luke 23, verse 32, two men, both criminals, were also led to be executed. When they came to the place called the skull, they were crucified along with the criminals, one on the right and the other on the left. Jesus said, Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they're doing. And they divided up his clothes by casting lots. People stood watching, and rulers even sneered at him, saying, he saves others, let himself save himself if he is Christ, the God, the chosen one. The soldiers came up and mocked him. They offered him wine vinegar and said, if you are the king of the Jews, save yourself. And there was a notice written above him, says, this is the king of the Jews. One of the criminals who hurled insults at him, saying, aren't you the Christ? Save yourself and us. But the other criminal rebuked him. Don't you fear God? He said, since we are under the same sentence, we are punished justly, for we are getting what our deeds deserve. But this man has done nothing wrong. Then he said, Jesus, remember me in your kingdom. And Jesus answered, I tell you, today you will be with me in paradise. I want to talk to you on the subject of one more day in paradise. You know, it's an amazing thing, isn't it, to read something but then to see it. You know, it's unbelievable that two people got to share this moment. Like, out of all the stages out of all the things that could happen, these two criminals were getting crucified beside the Son of God. Like, wow. I mean, who knows? It's a pretty bad day. You know, when you got crucified, it wasn't like an uncommon thing. Like when you'd be walking into the gates of Rome, there'd be many crucifixes leading into it, reminding people if you did this, if you were a thief or an adulterer, you could end up on this cross. So these guys knew that if they were caught stealing, this could happen to them. They weren't very good at their job, by the way, because they got caught. And so here they are. Who knows that they were in a crisis moment? I don't know if you've ever been in a crisis moment where things have gone bad, where marriage has fallen through your hands somehow, it's just got messy, or sickness has come upon your life, or maybe you made a bad choice. Maybe you've sinned and the consequences of that sin has put you in a crisis moment. It happens to lots of people. But that word crisis literally means, in the dictionary, turning point. Where you can either turn towards God or you can turn away from God. And that's often what happens. You know, I kind of blame God for lots of things. When I get a parking ticket, mainly his fault. But it's true, isn't it? When life throws its curveball, when life goes hard, when it's awkward, as a first response, we can blame God. Say, God, why did you do, how did you let that, what, that's unfair. But we can't live there, friends. We got to realize if we embrace God, we can walk through every valley, every hardship. And not only that, healing and breakthrough can come back. Restoration can come back into your life. This guy, he's crazy. He's on a cross. Let's just think about that for a minute. He's not coming down. So, he's going to die. But he has a brilliant idea. While he's on the cross, he turns to the Son of God and begins to mock him. How dumb can you be and still breathe? Let's choose something. Okay, let's mock God. When you study how they crucified people back in a day, they did it in such a way that you didn't really die of your wounds, although you were wounded. You died of suffocation. So when they nailed you and put you on the cross, to breathe was almost impossible. Every time you breathed, you had to lift yourself up again, and that's why it's hurting so much. Every time you try to talk, it would be excruciating painful. So not only is this guy not very smart, but he's going to huge lengths to do so. He didn't understand that he was close to a miracle. He didn't understand that he was close to the thing that could save him. He didn't understand how close was he to everything turning around for him. And here he is, I don't know, having like some kind of Rowan Atkinson, Mr. Bean moment. You know, like, oh Lord, you know, like just what's he doing? He's just up there. It's just insane. And what's even crazier than this is on this side. So from there, which is actually quite a long way away, to here, this guy is talking to Jesus, and the other thief is hearing him. So he's crucified too, right? So he thinks, I'm going to chip in. Like, he's got enough breath. He's got enough. So he rebukes the guy. He says, you're an idiot. We are getting what our deeds deserve. And by the way, thank God I don't get what my deeds deserve anymore. Thank God that Jesus died on that cross so that I don't get what my deeds deserve. But this guy's saying, oh, we get what our deeds deserve, but this man has done nothing wrong. Unbelievable. And what's amazing in this story is as they're talking back and forth, you can see that they're elevated and every person can hear. every person can hear. Unbelievable. And then shut the gate again. He turns to Jesus and he says, will you remember me in your kingdom? And then Jesus is hearing all of this. I mean, what's he thinking? Turns to this guy and says, today you will be with me in paradise. My gosh, paradise. When I think of paradise, I think of Fiji, baby. Fiji. And I'm in one of those islands. Come on, somebody. And you know, you got one of those like banana chair things, you know what I'm talking about? And you're kind of like just in the water and the water's lapping up. You got your Speedos on. Ooh. And you've got one of those coconut drinks with an umbrella in it. Oh, come on, somebody. Come on, somebody. And oh, Janine's there. Oh my God. She's got a white bikini on. And she's got some coconut oil. She's rubbing it into my shoulders, going, oh, you've been working out. And I'm talking about paradise, somebody. Listen, if my natural mind, I'm thinking that paradise is Fiji, how much more the Son of God, when he was there, speaking the stars into being, talking about planets coming into being, making the beaches, making the everything. If in my limited mind, I'm thinking about paradise. I'm telling you now, when he says paradise, it's better. Have you ever said, come on, be honest. Have you ever said, this holiday is going so good, I just want one more day in paradise? One more week? Wouldn't one more week be good? Come on, give me a wave. You know what I'm talking about. Do you know that paradise that he's talking about is forever? It's actually longer than you think. Like, imagine being on the best holiday. And it's forever. Now, so this little now, if I was him hearing that, wouldn't you think you would just go, sorry about that. Sorry. Yeah, sorry about that other thing. But, you know, one of the worship team could join me. But wouldn't you think he would be thinking that? Just like, hey, just in 50-50, just in case, you know, like, what? I'm not coming down. I'm not coming down. Just 50-50. Just, even if you didn't really mean it, probably, you know, like, fingers crossed, touch wood, whatever, you know, just say it. You just turn, hey, what about me? I think I would be. He's heard it all. Wow. He's up there, eh? I think if he had just turned to Jesus and said, hey, how about me too? I know he would say, come. You're in too, man. First class ticket. I wonder, as the worship team come, I wonder, you know how somebody, all they have to do is nod? If he just, maybe he didn't have breath anymore. Maybe he could have just turned and nodded at him. And Jesus would have known what he knew, and it would have been okay too. Maybe. And do you know what I'm talking about when somebody just gives you a look? Maybe he could have just turned and looked. Maybe that would have been good enough. Maybe that would have been good enough. But there was no turn, no look. I wonder if the worship team could come and join me. Third time lucky. Took Jesus 3 days. We're okay. Just the look. You know, the movie's ending. the movie's ending, you know, like, I'm there now, I'm crying. Like, but cool crying, you know, like. It's getting emotional. Because I'm thinking, just turn, man. Like, it's going to be okay. All you have to do is turn. Why wouldn't you turn? To be so close to your miracle. So close to eternity. On the good side. Turn. Just turn. I remember thinking to myself, why is he not turning? Getting upset about it. And then I saw something you can't see in the book. I saw how high he was. And maybe he was looking out into the crowd and he could see a friend. Another person who he used to rob houses with, where he was bragging about how he could do it by himself, how he didn't need religion, how he was strong. And pride was keeping him from turning. Pride was the thing that kicked the devil out of heaven and put him into hell. Pride's the thing that says, I'll do it my way. I'm not going to bow. I'm not going to be honest. I refuse to look in the mirror of my soul and be honest with my condition and how I'm relating to God. I refuse to bow my knee. Every demon in hell was stopping him from turning. Pride that exists in males, in all of us. I'm thinking to myself, he's got to turn. Leanne, I was hoping that Mel Gibson would have written it differently so that we'd feel better about ourselves, that somehow he'd turn and it would be awesome. I was thinking, would somebody talk to him? I'm thinking to myself, Peter was in the crowd. The disciples were in the crowd. If somebody was to yell out to him, friend, turn. Turn. Maybe he would have turned if somebody yelled. If somebody had got closer to him and said, listen, it's not too late. While you have breath, there's grace. One day for judgment, every other breath, there's grace. Turn now. Somebody with courage, maybe Peter, had have gone up and shaken the cross. It's not too late. He would have turned. He would have said it. Sometimes it takes somebody just to shake you a little bit. Just to say, friend, what are you doing on Resurrection Sunday? He's real. He's big. And those two facts change everything. This is not a game, a dress rehearsal. We're not coming back as a cat or a dog. This is our one shot. Give God your moment. Give him your life. Turn. You know, before we pray for miracles, somewhere in our world, we have to examine our soul, huh? Like, when is the last time you were honest with yourself? When's the last time you looked in the mirror of your soul and just asked the question, how am I doing with Jesus? How am I going with Jesus? And I think it would be appropriate on Easter Sunday just to ask that question. And to respond accordingly. And you know, in a moment, I'm gonna ask you to do something and I wanna explain exactly what's gonna happen. I'm talking to the people who are watching online, I'm talking to the people in Overflow, I'm talking to every person here. We can all do this. And in a moment, I'm gonna ask you to close your eyes. Not now, but in a moment. Because when you close your eyes, isn't it true that everything else disappears, but your soul and your thoughts are illuminated? And I want you to ask this question to your soul. Am I in relationship with God? And I'm telling you, that's an honest prayer. That's not manipulative. That's just you and God talking. And what I know about this is God will talk to you straight away. Bang. I mean, sure, there may not be like an audible voice booming down from heaven, but certainly there'd be a stirring, a prompting inside yourself. In fact, you're already feeling it. And as you're praying and considering that, I'm going to pray for you. At the end of the prayer, if you want to pray a prayer with me, rededicating your life to the Lord, or perhaps for the first time, giving your life to Jesus, just where you are, I want you to slip up your hand. I'll see it. Then all together, we're going to pray a prayer out loud so you don't feel alone or embarrassed. But I would like to pray for you personally, because I think this is a big deal. And to skip past this like it's not would be a miss. It'd be the wrong thing to do. Just to put weight on this moment, because I'm believing this is going to last forever, for eternity, that you're going to be in paradise as a result of today. And so I'm pretty excited about this. So come on, why don't we just close our eyes? And just consider that thought. Am I in relationship with God? It's an honest prayer. It's an honest prayer. For some people, even to close your eyes, even just to consider that would be a hard thing. But you can do it. You've come this far. Jesus has done much more for you. You can just honor this moment. Let me pray for you as you're thinking about that. God, I thank you for every person here. Maybe every new person, people visiting from another church. He's saying, Andrew, it's true. As you're talking, I know about God, but I'm not in that relationship. I'm not connected to Jesus. But something has to turn. Something has to shift for me. You know, I was up early this morning, 3 a.m., praying for you. The thing that God dropped in my spirit was God was saying there were numerous people here saying you cannot have another year like 2016. Something right now has to change. Something has to shift for you. And this weekend is going to be a defining moment for you. Maybe you're here and you're saying, Andrew, it is sin that's separating me from God. A wrong relationship, perhaps. A secret sin that nobody else would know about. But God sees everything. Or maybe you're here and you're saying, Andrew, honestly, if I was to face death like you had to as a teenager, one of those thieves on the cross, if I was to walk out of this place and get hit by a car, stand before God, I don't know if I'd be in heaven or hell. There'd be a fear and uncertainty around that moment. But would you pray with me so I can have a relationship with God, walk in that relationship, have an assurance of my salvation? Come on, friend, if you're in one of those categories, I want you to slip up your hand just right now so I can see who I'm praying for. Come on, lift your hand high. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, 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 thank you. Thank you, at the back, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Who else is saying down here, thank you? Who else is saying, Andrew, that's me? Something has to turn, something has to shift for me. Thank you, sir, thank you, sir. I'm looking to my right. Who else is saying on this section? Who else? Come on, who else? Over here, thank you, thank you. Who else is saying, Andrew, that's me? Thank you. Who else? Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Who else? Thank you, thank you. Down the front, thank you. Down here, over here, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Who else is saying, Andrew, that's me? Come on, Jesus has done much more for you. How hard is it to lift your hand to honor this moment? When's the last time you were honest with yourself, honest with your soul, and say, I need something to shift in my life. I need a miracle in my life. Come on, give God this moment. Let God shake you today and step into a brand new day today. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, thank you. Many other hands lifted. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Come on, you can do it today. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Who else today is saying, Andrew, that's me? Lift your hand. Give God this moment. How hard is it? How hard is it to lift your hand? To be that close to your miracle. To be that close to your miracle. And to miss it would be a tragedy. Just lift your hand. Just lift your hand. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. More people lifting their hands now. Thank you. How hard is it? It's not hard at all. Just lift your hand, pray this prayer. Let a miracle come into you today. Amen. Hey, friends. Every person that lifted their hand, or maybe you didn't, but you kind of know you should have. Would you do me the honor of just actually just lifting it one more time so I can see? I don't want to miss anybody. In fact, I'd like to count. I'm going to start on the right-hand side. Why count? Because Jesus counts. He sees everything. If you're going to lift, lift it now. Let me see. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20. 20. Lift 12,
2021, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26, 27, 28, 29, 30, 31, 32, 33, 34, 35, 36, 37, 38, 39, 40, 41, 42, 43, 44, 45, 46, 47, 48, 49, 50, 51, 52, 53, 54, 55, 56, 57, 58, 59, 60, 61, 62, 63, 64, 65, 66, 67, 68, 69, 70, 71, 72, 73, 74, 75, 76, 77, 77. Come on, somebody, give God some praise in this place. Come on, C3 San Diego. Come on, give them some praise. Hallelujah. Praise God. I'm so proud of you. So proud of you. It's an amazing thing. You know, lifting your hand doesn't really make you a Christian. You know, like, it's a little bit more to that. But as I said, this prayer, I believe this prayer we're about to pray is like a gateway prayer to a brand new relationship with God. Everything is about to change. Everything is about to turn around. I honestly believe that with all my heart. But this is what I'm saying. If you're new to church, even closing your eyes is a big deal. Because you might think we've got a paper bag we'll put over your head and take you out and going to hypnotize you or something like that. You don't, who knows what you think. But what I'm saying, even lifting your hand, it's kind of a big deal as well. Like, closing eyes, lifting your hands, it's like it's all a bit funky, isn't it? A bit strange. What I'm trying to say is this. In a moment, I'm going to give the band to sing. And for those people who lifted their hand, I want to honor this moment. I know there's a lot of people, but I want to do my best. I want to pray for you personally and ask God's blessing on your life. Pray this prayer with you. And for those people who lifted their hand, I want you to slip out of your seat, come and stand here. But there are other people who didn't lift their hand, but you should come. And I want you, if you're sitting with a friend or a family member, I want you to do something pretty powerful. I don't want you to sing it. I want you to turn and smile. You got to show your teeth to do that. It's called a smile. And say, hey, listen, if you want to come, I'll come with you. That's what a good friend does. If somebody had just asked him, come on. If somebody had just asked him, we know he would have come. But nobody asked. Whew. Don't be that person. Hey, you're keen. Praise God. Why don't we all stand? Come on, let's stand. The band's going to sing. I want you to turn. I want you to ask somebody. I want you to come down to the front. Come. If you lifted your hand, come. I want to pray for you. Come, we'll make room for you. Come. Come on, ask somebody. Are you asking? Are you asking? Come. Come on. Come on. Come on, ask somebody, please. Just one more time. Are awesome. Congratulations to all you people who have come down the front. You're so brave. Very brave. You know, it's an amazing thing, you know, in the movie, because the guy on the cross, Jesus, they can all see the crowd. I've actually got that luxury too, because I'm standing here, I can see you. Some of you are great askers. Like, straight away you smile. Hey, do you want to come? They're like, oh yeah, and people came down. Others are like, I just hope the song ends quick. It's awkward. No, no, no. This is Easter Sunday. This is a day of miracles for you, for your family, for your soul. Your soul's going to be well. And I'm going to ask the band to sing it one more time because I just feel like there's maybe like 15 or so more people. They're just going to just slip out of your seat. We're not going to make a big deal. Just come and slip out. Just tell the person, get out of my way. I'm coming down the front. I'm going to come down the front. Pray this prayer. Feel joy come into your life. How close can you be to your miracle? So close. Just come. Come on, let's sing it one more time. I don't want you singing. I want you asking. Come on. I don't want you singing. Come on, would you ask one more time? Just ask one more time. If you want to come, come. Thank you for asking. Come on, ask somebody. Come on, ask somebody. Bring someone. If you want to come, come. Now's the time. Thank you for asking. 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 Come on. Thank you for coming. Come. Thank you. If you want to come, come.
The name of Jesus Christ, my King. What a powerful name it is. Nothing can stand against.
Thank you.
What a powerful name it is.
Thank you for coming.
The name of Jesus.
Amen. Thank you, sir. Thank you for asking. Honor you for asking. Once you ask, the response, it's up to somebody else. But let's pray this prayer. Put a hand on our heart right now. That's why we're opening up our heart and our life to Jesus. And to pray this prayer after me, the whole church is going to pray with us. Dear Lord Jesus, this morning I ask you into my life. On this wonderful day, Resurrection Sunday, thank you for all you've done. God, I ask you into my life as my Lord and Savior. I give you my life. I give you total control. Forgive me for any wrongs, for any sin, because I know you died on a cross to take away the sin of the world. Take away my sin. Today, I am a new creation. I'm a child of God in Jesus' name. Amen. Come on, let's give God a big clap and thank you. Beautiful. Amen. Come on, lift your hands. I'm going to come and pray for you. The worship team's just going to come. And some of the other pastors, Becky and Leanne, just come and pray for these people because there's so many. I just want somebody just to touch you and just say, God, look after them. Come on, sing that song over us. Father, in the name of Jesus, bless these lives, these beautiful lives. Jesus, God, we thank you for salvation. God, we thank you for breakthrough. God, I thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. A miracle for them, a miracle for them. God, I thank you. God bless you, God. Look after them.
What a powerful name. In
Jesus' name. Yeah.
What a powerful name.
The name of Jesus, a miracle for you.
The name of Jesus Christ, my King. What a powerful name.
He comes.
What a powerful name it is. What a powerful name it is. The name of Jesus Christ, my King. What a powerful name it is. Nothing can stand against. What a powerful
salvation.
The name of Jesus.
Powerful.
You have no
rival. God, bless this life.
Jesus. Now and forever.
there. I can feel the power of God in this place, can't you? This place is feeling electric. You know, as I'm standing here, I just feel like there's some people, you've been in severe pain. Like you're in pain, you've been in long-term pain. And even today, you're thinking, oh, I'm not sure I'm going to come to church because my bones, my body's in so much pain, maybe a car accident, or I'm not sure. But who are those people here today? Just give me a little wave so I can see. Sir, is that you? Who else is there? Is it your dad? Dad, hi. Is there somebody else as well? You guys? Just you? Who's that? Your mum? Oh, mum, hi, mum. I love mums. Come up here, bring your son up. Who's this?
Jordan.
A friend. Like, how good a friend? Come on. Come on, somebody. I'm here to help, brother. I just want to help you. Now, you guys come up too. Come up. So what's going on? Come over here.
I have type 1 diabetes.
Oh,
yeah. So I had 2 donuts this morning, though. But.
What? Was that in faith?
It was in faith, yeah.
Yeah.
It totally was.
Is it pain in your body as well?
Or? Yeah. I'm exhausted. I'm tired. Yeah.
How's your back?
Yeah, I got neck problems too. Yeah.
Is it sore now?
Yeah.
Whereabouts is it sore?
Like right on top of my spine. Yeah.
What's your name?
Kyle.
Kyle, I'm Andrew. I work out too. You're mean for laughing at that. Kyle, what's going to happen? The whole church is going to pray for you. And we're believing for your healing. And particularly in your neck, now you'll feel it because some like diabetes you won't know straight away until you eat more donuts. But your neck, you're going to feel warmth come in. You're going to feel through my hands. Your vertebrae may feel warmth coming down into your legs. And healing's going to come, okay? So it's good. Oh, you better pray better than that. This is not the Andrew Kabbalah show. We're all praying, aren't we? Come on. Because this is your friend. God, we thank you, Lord, right now. Just over and over again, Kyle, just 1,000 times over in your head, just say, God, thank you for healing me. Not out loud, but just in your head. Because I don't want you to look to me. I want you to look to him. He's the only one who died and rose again. Amen. Father, in the name of Jesus, God, I pray right now, I'm firmly in sickness. I bind and break his power. I command it to shift over his life. Everything's going to turn around. Everything's about to change in the name of Jesus. I speak healing into his body. Diabetes, go. Energy's coming back. I speak to his spine and command healing in Jesus' name. Everything's going to turn around. Here comes the power of God falling in your life. I can feel warmth coming through my hand right now into your neck. Can you feel that too, friend? That's what healing feels like. That's the power of God coming into your life. I'm telling you now, you're going to eat many donuts. Many, many, many donuts. The doctors are going to say, we have never seen such a quick recovery. We've never seen such a turnaround story before. But we will laugh again at the goodness of God because we know on Resurrection Sunday, your life was turned around. A miracle happened in your world in Jesus' name. I'm telling you, when I prophesy, I see you even going to like a Bible college, getting trained and equipped. Even as a young man, I felt like there's a call of God on your life, stirring inside your spirit, but somehow it dissipated. But God is calling you again, calling you to help people, calling you to be an ambassador for him. This is the day the Lord has made. You're going to rejoice and be glad in it. My God, can you feel that warmth coming to your back? Shut up! Bend down, touch your toes, you'll notice you're in a brand new day. Man, I'm hot. Why are you crying? Are you happy? What can you feel?
Loose, like I feel light. Like it's, I feel amazing.
Yeah. You feel amazing?
Yeah.
Is this your church? You come here a bit?
Yeah.
You should go. You should do an internship or a Bible college or something here. You should do it. Yeah. You should too, by the way. You should too. Come.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Yeah. Yeah. Just trying to help somebody. Gosh. If you like it, put a ring on it. That's what I say. All right, come on, give God a big clap. I need to pray for you guys. I'm going to do it. Thank you. Listen, there's too many people. We've got five services, friends. We're just one after the other. And isn't this such a good feeling? But listen, you are our VIP guest. And I'd like to take a moment to pray for you again. If you need healing in your life or a miracle. And we've got a friend with a blue balloon. and they're going to offer you a Bible or just say, is there anything we can help you with? We've got some of the best people in the whole world standing beside you. A friend, some of the leaders here, they're friendly, that's what I'm trying to say. And so they're going to help you do this. And I'm going to come with you so that I can be with you and pray with you if you'd like to do that, so that we can have these other services just keep on going. Is that okay? So what we're going to do is we're going to give these guys the biggest clap and shout as they walk this way. Just turn and just walk this way. Come on, we're going to keep on clapping while they keep on moving. Come on, ushers, just help these people. I'm going to come with you, okay? But I'll pray with you, I promise. Good job, sir. Thank you for coming. Thank you so much. Come on, keep on clapping as people keep on moving. We're just not going to stop. Just keep on walking this way, friends. Thank you. Thank you for honoring this moment. Thank you for doing it. We want to love you. We want to look after you. I want to pray for you. Keep on clapping. Come on, friends. This is what salvation looks like. Praise God. Jesus is good. He's kind. He's mercy. Keep on clapping. Praise God. Come on, can we give Jesus one more big shout and thank him for everything he's done? God is good.
Thank you so much for joining us online. We hope you had a powerful experience. We want to take this time to personally help you navigate the next steps in becoming connected. If you made a decision for Christ today, need prayer, or want more information about our church, go to our website, c3sandiego.com. And if you didn't get a chance to give online during service and would like to contribute financially, you can go to c3give.com and click on the giving option that works best for you. We look forward to hearing from you. See you at church.